Can I then invite the Commission to go back to agenda item 3, please? And that is amendments to the procedural manual. And there are procedural issues to be considered. Can I invite the Secretary, please, to enlighten us on those? Secretary, please.
With pleasure, Mr. Chairman. The procedural manual contains a number of texts that guide the work of the Commission, and namely the the statutes of the Commission and the rules of procedure. To amend these two basic texts, the Commission would require a special quorum to handle them. But, Mr. Chairman, this year we have no proposed amendments to these basic texts. All the amendments proposed by the Executive Committee or by the Committee on Contaminants and by the Committee on Methods of Analysis Sampling address other chapters of the procedural manual. Therefore, there is no requirement to adopt those amendments in relation to the special quorum. The Commission can deal with those issues with a normal quorum, which is the majority of the members participating in a particular session. And obviously, we have this quorum at this moment. Mr. Chairman, the first proposal is to amend the objective section of the terms of reference of the ad hoc intergovernmental task force on antimicrobial resistance. The relevant proposal is found in Annex 1 of document Alinorm 08/31/4. I repeat, Annex 1 of document Alinorm 08/31/4. Mr. Chairman, this proposal had been looked at the two last sessions of the Executive Committee. The 60th session of the Executive Committee, several comments and questions were noted, and they are found in the report of the 60th session of the Executive Committee. Because of the discussion held at the Executive Committee, it came back to the same issue at the last session, the 61st session held last week, and the exec committee basically endorsed these amendments to be made to the objective part of the terms of reference of this task force in order to put in a better perspective the work that is being started by this task force. I stop this at this point so that we can guide through the amendments one by one. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And I would, as you have rightly done, draw the attention of the Commission to paragraph 39 of the report of the last Executive Committee meeting. And indeed, it recommended to this Commission to adopt the proposed amendment on the terms of reference. And I wish to ask the Commission if there is an objection to this recommendation that we adopt the amendment as being proposed from the task force. No flag. Thank you very much. Then we would endorse the recommendation. The next one, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The next item is an amendment proposed from the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Food. This amendment is a follow-up to a series of procedural actions and amendments that have been adopted and that are being adopted by the Commission subsequent to the splitting of Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants into two separate committees. Therefore, a number of documents included in the procedural manual needed to be readjusted to take account of the new situation that contaminants issues is handled by one committee and additives issue by another committee. The proposals put forward by the Codex Committee on Contaminants is reproduced in Annex 2 of the /4 document in its original form. This being said, the Codex Secretariat has been given a mandate to look at and streamline, where possible, the two documents that are included in the procedural manual. And actually, the proposal from the Contaminants Committee addresses one of these two documents. The original mandate given to the Codex Secretariat was to look at these two documents and make these two documents user-friendly, given the fact that these documents have been amended at several occasions, namely by additions proposed, without looking at the whole structure. Consequently, some items regarding the format of a commodity standard is not found in the format for commodity standards document, but in the document regarding the relations between commodity committees and general committees, and other guidance on the format of a Codex Commodity Standard is included in the format document. Therefore, this created really confusing situation. The preparatory work undertaken by the Secretariat consisted of concentrating all the guidance on the content of a Codex Commodity Standard in the former document regarding the format for Codex Standards, and making the second document address uniquely the relations between different Codex committees. Therefore, the idea was not to change the balance of power between different committees, but simply to streamline the presentation and making these two documents easy to read and more user-friendly. In conducting this exercise, the Codex Secretariat incorporated the changes proposed from Codex Committees on Contaminants. Therefore, if the Commission, in the line of the recommendation of the Executive Committee, endorses the text set out in Annex 3 and Annex 4 of this document, with the amendments recommended, the further amendments recommended by the Executive Committee, there will be no need to look at Annex 2 of this document. And Mr. Chairman, you made already a detailed introduction on which part should further be amended regarding these two documents. Therefore, Annex 3 and Annex 4 of the document Alinom 08/34/4 are for the Commission for endorsement and adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that very elaborate information. And can I ask the Commission then to endorse Annex 3 and Annex 4 as recommended also by the Executive Committee, paragraphs 42 to paragraph 45, paragraph 46. Germany, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Regarding the proposal, firstly, I speak on behalf of the Member States of the European Community, and I refer to Lim 12, where the proposals or the amendments by the European Community are made, are contained, and especially here to the format of Codex Commodity Standards. In paragraph 41 of the Executive Commission report from June 08, it is said that two members proposed to delete the insertion of the term "and" in the section of food additives of the format of commodity standards, as it was unnecessary. The committee did not discuss further the matter due to lack of time. I want to say that the members of the European Community share the view of these two committee executive committee members out of following reason. It could lead to a wrong interpretation that a food additive must be listed in all three tables. This situation is not possible, and therefore we would prefer to maintain the original wording without adding the word "and." This is the first thing, and the second remark I want refers to the relations between commodity committees and general committees. Here I will only want to refer to paragraph 44 of the said exec report, that the word "contaminant" to the section would cause contradiction to the existing terms of reference of the committee on methods of analysis and sampling. Consequently, just a moment. Consequently, the word "contaminants" wasn't taken up, and insofar we recognize it. Thank you.
Thank you, European Community. And indeed, it was discussed, it was raised in the Commission, the deletion of the word "term and." And of course, we didn't have time to go into it. But Secretary, you want to read this thing out, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the first question, indeed, there is no problem of deleting the conjunction "and," and it might indeed provide more clarity in the text. The second issue is also addressed by the Executive Committee. And I, as I already stressed in my introductory introduction, the idea is to not to change through this exercise the mandates and terms of reference of any committee. Therefore, the section, the third last section, the third section from the bottom. Of the document, the title would read, the currently title reads as "Methods of Analysis of Pesticide Residues in Food." This subtitle will be amended as follows. It should read, methods of analysis of residues of pesticides and veterinary drugs in foods. This will be the new title, which make reference to pesticide residues and veterinary drug residues. And the main body of the text, very short text, which I can read, would be as follows. The methods for determining the levels of pesticide, the levels of residues of pesticides and veterinary drugs in food need not be referred to the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling for endorsement. Full stop. The committees on pesticide residues and on the residues of veterinary drugs in food are responsible for carrying out the steps of the procedure. Full stop. As I read out, there will be no mention of contaminants or contaminants committee in this section, and this section remains silent about the contaminants issues. And this would not change the current procedures and terms of reference of any committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. Then can I first address the issue from the community on the additive section of Annex 3, then we shall delete the word "and." And then, as of the paragraph 44, then changes would be made as the Secretary has read out. Sudan, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. وحقيقة لو تحدثنا عن مضافات الأغذية أو ملوثات الأغذية فلا بد أن أشير إلى موضوع برومات البوتاس، وهو كما نعلم وحددت هيئة الصحة العالمية أنه مادة مسرطنة. فنحن في الأيام الماضية سيد الرئيس، وأكون صريح معك، أنا كمدير للهيئة السودانية للمواصفات والمقاييس نهتم بهذا الشأن إزاء اتحاد المخابز. فالخبازون يضعون مادة برومات البوتاس في شكل بودرة كمحسن للخبز، وهو تحسين وهمي لحجم الخبز أو شكل الخبز. وهنالك الآن توتر، دعا اتحاد المخابز لدعوة القضاة والمحامين ليشاركوا في ندوة ويتحدثون عن هذا الشأن، ويعتقدون أن إضافة برومات البوتاس ليست مهمة. ونحن من خلال تقارير هيئة الصحة العالمية، وقد كان المعيار قبل 2006، قبل العام 2006 25 جزء من البليون، وبعد العام 2006 تعدل إلى 10 أجزاء من البليون، ومراعاة الاستهلاك الماء في السودان لهذا في الماء بالنسبة للمنطقة المدارية يكون الاستهلاك أكثر، فعدلنا المواصفة إلى 17 جزء من البليون في الفترة الماضية. وبعد أن عدلت هيئة الصحة العالمية المعيار إلى 10 جزء من البليون في 2006، عدلنا المعيار إلى 6.6. ولكن نجد أيضا هنالك مشكلة الآن وتوترات مع اتحاد المخابز، وربما الدخول في إضراب عن إنتاج الخبز، والأمر يتطلب إلى توعية. فنرجو من الهيئة أو لجنة الدستور أن تعيننا في هذا الشأن، وترسل بعض الخبراء لزيادة التنوير في هذا الشأن. وأشكرك سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Sudan. And indeed, as FAO-WHO made the statement in the morning, I did appreciate their intent to facilitate the participation of our experts and also the use of data from the developing world in the scientific bodies. And I am almost uncertain whether we can really handle such technical issue here appropriately. You will benefit raising it in the committee. or better still, it needs to go into the scientific expert bodies so that we can be advised accordingly. So thank you very much for that information. Please take the opportunity to maybe raise it in the committee. Any other flag? Seeing no other flag, then the commission. Sorry?
Jordan.
In fact, I had written Jordan here. Sorry. Jordan, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. هنا نريد الأردن يدعم بأن ترتب كل اللجان السلعية بند الملوثات في مواصفات السلع وفقا للغة المواصفات الموضوعة في دليل الإجراءات. ثانيا عند وجود انحرافات عن لغة المواصفات أينما كانت هناك حاجة مثل هذا النص يجب أن يقدم إلى اللجان ذات العلاقة بالموضوع لإقراره بينما يسمح للمرونة المؤكدة أينما تم تبيرها. وثالثا نطلب استبدال الإشارة إلى اللجان بلجان السلع أينما كان ملائما في وثيقة العلاقة بين لجان السلع ولجان الموضوعات العامة لتوضيح مجال الوثيقة. وشكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Jordan. Indeed, it's always good to refer back to the committees with the competency whenever a change is required. That would be the usual procedure. And well, what we are addressing at hand hasn't really gone to that extent. But I agree with you completely. I mean, I couldn't agree better that where there are issues of competency, then the appropriate subsidiary bodies should be consulted. Thank you very much. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. أود فقط أن أؤكد أن لا تضاف أحكام المواصفات العامة في الدستور أو المدونات والخطوط التوجيهية إلى المواصفات السلعية في الدستور إلا بالإشارة ما لم تكن هناك حاجة إلى غير ذلك. ثانيا بالنسبة للملوثات أتصور ألا نهمل مجموعة الملوثات والتي تظهر حديثا بين الآن والآخر ولها أهمية كبرى في مجال سلامة الغذاء. New emerging contaminants.
Again, thank you, Egypt, for that very factual information, and I strongly believe we shall benefit if we interact more at the committee level. So, seeing no any other flag, then we have adopted the recommendation as given by the Executive Committee with the deletion of the word and under Annex A under the food additive, Annex 3 under the food additives, and also regarding the endorsement under paragraphs 44 as it was just read by the Secretary. Thank you very much. Can we go to the next one, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next document on the table for the Commission's adoption is the amendments to the working instructions for the implementation of the criteria approach in Codex. The amendment has been proposed by the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling, and it was reviewed by the Executive Committee last week, and you can find the Executive Committee's recommendation in paragraph 46 of the Executive Committee report. The Executive Committee basically recommended the adoption of this proposed amendment, and at the same time, the committee noted that technical comments had been put forward by Norway and one observer organization, and given the technical nature, refer these comments back to the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis so that the committee can evaluate the situation whether further amendments would be necessary in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. I wish to ask the Commission if there is any objection to endorsement of the recommendation from the Executive Committee. None? Thank you very much. Then we will endorse the recommendation from the Executive Committee. Next one, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The last item on this agenda is the new text for inclusion in Part 5 of the elaboration procedures of the procedural manual. This proposed amendment is not found in document Arinom 0834/4, but it has been presented in Appendix 3 of the second last session of the Executive Committee, which is document Arinom 08/31/3. Executive Committee at that session and following the previous session had extensive discussion on how to handle in an effective manner the standard setting within the Codex, especially the commodity standards. And the Executive Committee also discussed the issue as to how to streamline the standard setting process regarding the worldwide commodity standards vis-a-vis regional commodity standards. And the Executive Committee came up with this text that received the support of the Executive Committee that provide further guidance on the conversion of regional standards into worldwide standards. In this area, the current rules elaboration procedures do not speak much and remain more or less silent, except the fact that the conversion is possible. Therefore, this new text is meant to provide more concrete guidance on how conversions are made. And one of the main thrusts of this document is to recommend the application of accelerated procedure in principle when dealing with the conversion of regional standards into worldwide standards. One of the objectives of this document is to facilitate the conversion of regional standards into worldwide standards. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Any objection from the Commission? No? So we endorse. Thank you very much. Can we go to the next one? And we Argentina. Oh, Argentina. Sorry, besides that, you are in front of me. I really apologize. Sorry.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina quisiera solamente una aclaración respecto de esta cuestión, y es si existiría alguna posibilidad de que fuera mal interpretada esta conversión de normas regionales en normas mundiales y que estuviéramos hablando de normas que van más allá de las que elaboran los comités regionales del Codex. Quisiéramos, antes de decidir nuestra opinión, que se nos aclarara si solamente estamos hablando de las normas que elaboran los comités regionales del Codex. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. That is worth a clarification. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. According to the elaboration procedures, regional standards are those standards which can be a community standards, which can be other standards, developed through the step procedure by a regional coordinating committee. We have not many, but a few texts developed by regional coordinating committee and adopted at the commission with the approval of the members belonging to that region. A few standards such as the codes or guidelines on the street vended food. And this is not a commodity standard. The newly adopted procedure would apply primarily, meant to apply primarily to commodity standards that have been developed by regional committees. And after adoption, these standards have regional application. If a regional standard on a given food product is developed and adopted, and if it applied, if the document was developed by, let's say, the regional committee for the Near East, the applicable territory of this standard is within those countries that form the given the regional committee in question. Of course, another regional committee may choose to accept that the geographical application of that regional standard being extended to another region, to that region, it can be handled within the procedures already explained in the procedure manual, but this is not a conversion into a worldwide standard. The worldwide standard is a standard that applies to the all Codex members, and this new procedure addresses that conversion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And also to add that regional standards and worldwide standards, they are part of the Codex Alimentarius. Then we are through with that agenda item. And I wish to invite, how much time do we have?
Sudan is asking.
Oh, Sudan, sorry. Sudan, on the same agenda item?
نعم حول الموضوع نفسه سيد الرئيس. سيد الرئيس ذكرت في مطلع هذا الاجتماع أنا لا أدري إذا كان المجمع الأوروبية هل هي تعتبر منطقة أم هي مجموعة فقط لأن المجموعة الأوروبية بالنسبة للأفلاتوكسين تقبل 4 إلى 5 أجزاء من المليون بينما لجنة الدستور الأغذية تقبل 15 جزء من المليون من الأفلاتوكسين فهل أنتم ستفرضون هذا الرأي على المجموعة الأوروبية أم سيظل رأي المجموعة الأوروبية قائم كما هو هذه المنطقة لم تتضح لي لأنه في صادر السودان من الفول السوداني أو الذرة أو خلافه وعلى ضوء دستور الأغذية المعيار المقبول هو 15 جزء من المليون من سم الأفلاطوكسين بينما المجموعة الأوروبية تصير على 4 إلى 5 أجزاء وصادرنا إلى أوروبا فكيف يتغرر هذا الأمر أو يحسم هذا الأمر نسمع رأي السكرتاري أو رأيكم شكرا سيد الرئيس
Thank you, Sudan. Quite a mixed question, several issues, sensitive ones too. We recognize the European Community as a member organization in the Codex member list. And for some of those who have been long enough in the Codex process, we can all recall how they came to be member organization. But they are not a region in the real understanding of the joint FAO-WHO coordinating regions. Otherwise, we have joint FAO-WHO coordinating committee for Europe. As to whether the European community complies or does not comply to the codex standards, it's very clear. If it's a matter of trade, then we have the instrument under the WTO where issues like the ones you have mentioned can be addressed. Maybe, Secretary, you could add more if you wish, please. Can you?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, you are perfectly right. And no codex standards or recommendation guidelines are mandatory.
Right.
The codex, the text contained in the codex, codex alimentarius, are the recommendation for governments for use. And it is left to the governments, and in this case, it might include the European Community on how to use the codex recommendations and how to use codex recommendation, apply codex recommendation in practice. These implementation issues can be discussed, as Mr. Chairman, you mentioned, within the arena of World Trade Organization. There are regular venues to raise specific trade concerns and use and non-use of international standards, including codex, in regulating trade. Within Codex Alimentarius Commission, this issue is a standing item on the agenda of the regional coordinating committees, and this provides also additional venue for discussion of this matter. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Secretary, and I'm sure Sudan has benefited from this explanation. Ladies and gentlemen, I now wish to quickly go to agenda item 4. And indeed, this is the main business of the Commission, namely adoption of standards, codes of practice, guidelines, and other texts. And can I invite the Secretary, please, to introduce the agenda item?
Mr. Chairman, the relevant document is Alinom 08/31/5, which includes a tabulation of all standards that have been advanced to the final step in the elaboration procedure. Some of them are at step 8, others are at what we call step 5 and 8 in codex jargon. It means that the Commission is requested to adopt those texts at step 5 and at the same time agree to omit steps 6 and 7 and adopt the text at step 8. The annex contains three parts. Part 1 summarizes those documents that move in the step procedure. Part 2 captures those texts that are regular and routine updates to the standards already adopted, or the addition of a missing section to the standards that have been already adopted. Part 3 includes just one line and this is a standard, draft standard, held at step 8 since the 23rd session of the Commission. Since we have not received any request to take an action upon this pending item, neither from the committee nor from individual members, the Commission does not need to take any action on part 3, and default conclusion would be to agree on keeping and holding this item at step 8. Member comments received in time have been published in document Alinom 08/31/5A. Also, we have a number of LIM documents. LIM documents are synonymous to CRDs, conference room documents in Codex subsidiary bodies. And we have LIM 3 and LIM 5 that compiles comments from different member countries and members, as well as a few other LIMs that are being compiled on country-by-country basis. Also, the Commission is invited to take note of the outcome of the critical review exercised by the Exec Committee last week. And the recommendations are found in the relevant section of the Exec Committee report. So, Mr. Chairman, these are the short introduction, and given that we have only 4 minutes remaining, if you agree, we could resume or suspend the discussion of item 4 at this stage. And with your permission, I have a few housekeeping announcements to make.
Thank you, Secretary, and indeed, permission granted. I mean, it's, as I said, one of the main business of the Commission, and we don't have to rush through. And you have a very important announcement to make, I know. So please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a list of side events in terms of in the form of document INF/11, which I hope all delegations have obtained from the document desk. And there is a one side event already to be held over today, which is the briefing to delegates supported the Codex Trust Fund to participate in this current section, the current session. The meeting will take place in room 4, salle 4, not on the underground level, but on the ground level of this building. So this is one announcement. And I would like to repeat the announcement I made this morning. Those delegations which have come with the latest comments to submit to the Commission, they are kindly requested to provide your written comments, preferably in hard copy and also in electronic copy, to the documentation desk on the ground floor by 2 p.m. today, by 2 p.m. today. Otherwise, it would create a lot of confusion regarding the production of country comments. So please do comply with this deadline. And Mr. Chairman, the afternoon session of this meeting is supposed to resume at 3 p.m., 15 hours. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Then I adjourn the session until 3 p.m., please. 3 p.m. Enjoy your lunch.